A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind, and it's an off day for the Marlins today in San Diego. But yesterday afternoon, the Marlins all over King Felix Hernandez, early in their last of three in Seattle. It was the Marlins and the Mariners with the recap. Here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, the rubber game in this three-game series goes to the Mariners. 10-5 the final this afternoon in Seattle. Total of 25 hits in the ballgame. 14 for the Marlins. The Marlins hit three home runs, the only home runs in the game. But Seattle, with 11 hits and also 10 walks on its way to the victory, they take this series 2 games out of 3. This is the Metro PCS 10th Inning Show. Head to Metro PCS. Get your free big screen Samsung Galaxy today. Metro PCS wireless figured out. Things started well for the Marlins against Felix Hernandez. The Marlins came out swinging in the top of the first. D. Gordon a single. Martin Prado a single. Marlins runners at first and third, just two batters into the game for Christian Yelich.
Here's a ground ball. Base hit up the middle, out into right center. Home to score is D. Gordon. Prado will hold up at second base. And Yelich knocks in his 11th run of the season. Three straight hits for the Marlins and a run on the board.
Giancarlo Stanton followed with a fourth consecutive hit, a single to left field that loaded the bases with nobody out in the first inning. Justin Bour then a fly ball to medium depth in left field. It was caught by Jerod Dyson for out number one. Martin Prado tagged, tried to score. He was gunned down by a wide margin at the plate, 7-2. And what might really be considered a major turning point in this ball game. The Marlins were already leading 1-0. They had a shot to maybe have a huge inning with the bases loaded and one out after the fly ball. But there were two outs, no longer a man at third base. But the inning wasn't over yet because the Marlins still had a shot with Marcelo Ozuna at the plate.
And Felix Hernandez kicks and deals. And a ball smacked through the left side. He saved the inning for the Marlins. Home to score is Yelich. Stanton comes to third. He'll hold up there. And holding at first base, Marcelo Ozuna with his 19th RBI. First hit in the series, 2-0 Marlins.
Well, then JT Realmuto was hit by a pitch. And the Marlins had him loaded again, but Miguel Rojas bounced to third to end the inning. So in the first, the Marlins sent 8 men to the plate. Hernandez threw 21 pitches, but despite 5 hits and a hit batsman, Miami managed only 2 runs for an early 2-0 lead. In the bottom of the first, Edinson Volquez making start number 4 and leading off for the Mariners, the speedster Jerod Dyson.
And here's a high fly ball center field. Going back, Yelich to the track, to the wall, leaps. And Yelich came up with a ball, I believe, and banged into the wall. And he is injured. Did he hold on?
He held on.
The umpire running out towards center field is indicating he held on and gets the out after crashing into the wall.
It was a remarkable catch by Yelich going face first into that center field wall. Might have cut his lip. But other than that, he was no worse for wear. A terrific play to rob Jerod Dyson. It was last year when the Royals came to Miami that Dyson went up over the wall in center field at Marlins Park to rob Yelich of a home run with Edinson Volquez pitching for the Royals. Today, Dyson robbed by Yelich. What a great defensive play. It's our move of the game brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So, initially, Volquez had dodged a bullet in the first inning with Yelich making a great play on Dyson, but then he walked Mitch Haniger. Haniger went to second base on Robinson Cano's single. The next man, Nelson Cruz, struck out. Kyle Seager walked to load the bases, and a wild pitch brought Haniger home. That made it a 2-1 game in the first inning. Eventually, Volquez would escape. He faced 6 through 28 pitches in the first, but exited the inning with a one-run lead at 2-1. In the bottom of the second inning with one out, Mike Zunino doubled. Leonis Martin walked. A walk to Jerod Dyson loaded the bases for Seattle, looking to grab the lead with Mitch Haniger, a red-hot hitter, coming up.
There's a ball lined to right, base hit. Home to score Zunino. Behind him, Martin. And the Seattle Mariners have taken the lead. 3-2.
It would be another 28-pitch inning, the second in a row for Volquez. He would escape the second when he struck out Robinson Cano, and with Mitch Haniger in motion, He got a big assist from catcher JT Realmuto, who gunned Haniger out trying to steal second base. The putout went 2-6 on the strike him out, throw him out double play. So the Mariners led 3-2, and we went to the third. That lead did not last long. Leading off the Miami third, Giancarlo Stanton. 3-1 to Stanton is hammered a long way. Deep to left center field. Martin's going to watch it fly. Goodbye, Giancarlo Stanton. Number four on the season, and we're all even at three in inning number three. But back came the Mariners in the bottom of the third. Back-to-back doubles to get it started. First Nelson Cruz, then Kyle Seager. Here's a ball hammered to right center field. Ichiro back toward the alley, won't get it. Bounces on the grass, rolls along the warning track, up against the wall. Cruz in to score. Seager standing at second with a double. And the Mariners go back on top 4-3. And they would bust it open in the fourth against Dustin McGowan. McGowan came on in relief of Edinson Volquez. Volquez, 3 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs. He walked 4, struck out 3, fired a wild pitch, 70 pitches, 39 strikes. McGowan hadn't allowed a run this season coming in, but he hit the first man, Zunino, with the first pitch he threw after Lenoys Martin hit a fly ball to left field. Gerard Dyson singled, putting two men on for Mitch Haniger. 3-2 to Haniger is ripped a long way to deep left center. Back goes Yelich. He'll play it off the wall. In to score Zunino. Right on his heels, Dyson. It's a two-run double for Haniger. He's knocked in 4 in the game, and the Mariners extend their lead to 6-3. With first base open, Robinson Cano was walked intentionally. Nelson Cruz followed with a single. The bases were again loaded for Seattle, this time for Kyle Seager. The pitch. Shot up the middle. Base hit center field. That is going to score 2 more. Around second, Cruz. He'll try for third. There'll be no throw. A 2-run single for Kyle Seager. And now it's 8-3 Seattle. It was a 4-run fourth inning. Mariners sent 9 to the plate, scored 4 runs on 4 hits, and they'd opened up an 8-3 lead. Marlins got one back in a hurry in the top of the fifth against King Felix. Leading off the inning, Christian Yelich.
Here's the 3-1. Yelly swings, lifts a high fly ball to left center, going way back. Dyson looking, and it is up, up and away. A home run for Christian Yelich. It's an 8-4 game.
For Yelly, a 3-hit afternoon. He went 3-for-5 today with that homer. Drove in a couple, scored twice, and the Marlins had cut it to 8-4. That's as close as they would get, though. Fernandez would pitch into the seventh inning. 6 1/3, 12 hits, one shy of a career high. But only 4 runs. He walked 1, struck out 5, gave up 2 homers, hit a man, threw a wild pitch, 99 pitches, 65 strikes for King Felix in this ballgame. He left on line for the win. Dustin McGowan went 2 1/3 in relief of Edinson Volquez. Junichi Tozawa, an inning and 2/3 of no hit, no run ball. To the bottom of the eighth in this game, with the Mariners leading 8-4. Marlins wanted to get some work for their closer, A.J. Ramos. A.J. hadn't pitched since Saturday. There's a day off coming up tomorrow. So down by 4, A.J. came in. He allowed a hit to the first man, Haniger. He then walked 3 in a row, Cano, Cruz, and Seager. The Seager base on balls, bringing Haniger home, making it, at that point, a 9-4 game, and bringing him close to A.J.'s afternoon after 23 pitches, 8 strikes, 15 balls, didn't get an out. Harlan Garcia came on in relief. He got Taylor Motter to pop to short. He then walked pinch hitter Danny Valencia with the bases loaded. That forced in a second run in the inning, made it a 10-4 game. But then Garcia able to strike out Zunino and get Martin to fly to left to escape the eighth. It was 10-4 Mariners into the ninth. Evan Marshall came out to try to slam the door in the Marlins' ninth. And for Ichiro, one final at bat on this visit, back home to Safeco Field in Seattle.
Marshall ready to work. He kicks and delivers, and Ichiro hits a high fly ball. This is deep to right. It is going to be up, up and away. A home run for Ichiro in Seattle. His first of this season. Ichiro has gone deep. How about that? Career hit number 3,031. A huge standing ovation for Ichiro here in this ballpark.
No, it was a love fest for Ichiro throughout these 3 games here in Seattle. Today they gave out 20,000 Ichiro bobbleheads. It was a double bobblehead with one Ichiro figurine commemorating his 262-hit season here as a Mariner, his Major League record-setting season, and the other celebrating his 3,000th hit as a Marlin last year. Ichiro today went 2-for-4 in the ball game. He had his first home run of the season. Came in 1-for-15 on the year, so good day for Ichiro. That made it 10-5 in the ninth, and 10-5 is how it would end this afternoon. The Mariners take the series 2 games out of 3. For Seattle, 10 runs, 11 hits, no errors, 11 men left on base. For the Marlins, 5 runs, 14 hits, 1 error. They strand 9. Felix Hernandez, the winning pitcher, he's 2-1. Edinson Volquez, the loser, 0-2. Time of the game, 3 hours, 32 minutes. And a crowd of 27,147 goes home happy. They see a Mariners win, and they get to carry home their Ichiro bobblehead. The Mariners with the victory are 7-9. They take the series 2 games out of 3. They've won 5 of 6 now after a 2-8 start. As for the Marlins, well, they're 1-2 so far, 3 games into this 9-game road trip. Miami 8-7 overall. Marlins just their second loss in their last 6 games. This is their 5th in the last 13.
So an off day in San Diego for the Marlins today. For you Fish Family members that could not join us yesterday afternoon, your Fish Family bonus code this morning is RAIN. Yes, it's always cold, wet, rainy, windy, overcast, and dreary in Seattle. So for you Fish Family members, your bonus code this morning is RAIN. The Marlins off today. They're back at it tomorrow in San Diego. It's a 10-10 start at Petco Park in San Diego, California. We'll be on the air at 9:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. Come join us. We're on the Marlins Radio Network.